The Norman Conquest, an Academic Overview. 1. Historical Context. 1.1 Pre-Conquest England. Political Structure. By the 11th century, England was a patchwork of kingdoms under the rule of King Edward the Confessor, who had a tenuous hold on power. Succession Crisis. Edward died in January 1066 without a direct heir, leading to a power vacuum and multiple claimants to the throne. 1.2 Claimants to the throne. Harold Godwin's son, the powerful Earl of Wessex, crowned king shortly after Edward's death. William, Duke of Normandy, claimed that Edward had promised him the throne during a visit to Normandy. Harald Hardrada, the King of Norway, whose claim was based on an agreement with a previous King of England. 2. Key events leading to the conquest. 2.1 Harald's coronation. Immediate actions. Harald's ascension was contested, leading to tensions with both William and Hardrada. 2.2 The Norwegian invasion. Battle of Stamford Bridge, September 25, 1066. Harald defeated Hardrada, but the battle depleted his forces and resources. 2.3 William's preparations. Invasion plans. William gathered an army of Normans and secured papal support, framing the invasion as a holy mission. 3. The invasion. 3.1 Landing in England. Arrival. William landed at Pevensey on September 28, 1066, with a well-equipped army, quickly establishing a foothold. 3.2 Securing the coast. Siege of Dover. William captured key locations along the southern coast to solidify his control. 4. The Battle of Hastings. 4.1 Prelude to battle. Date and location. The battle occurred on October 14, 1066, near Hastings. Forces. Harald's forces were primarily infantry, while William's included cavalry and archers. 4.2 The battle tactics. Engagement. The battle began with archers and infantry engaging Harald's shield wall. William employed feigned retreats to create openings in the English lines. Turning point. Harald was killed, reportedly by an arrow to the eye, leading to disarray among his troops.